church not yet ready for a black face, said one leading Catholic member of the hierarchy. But they want an they would accept one. The cardinals would, if they had an absolutely outstanding one. Of course, according to the Catholic hierarchy, there are no black people that would be outstanding at this time. There's none available yet. So that's the way of saying that they will not be selecting a pope who is a pope of color from a third world nation. They said likely the pope will be Italian, and the propaganda of the Catholic Church of the Vatican Public Relations is that only an Italian can continue to carry on the reforms of the church and cause the church to become more involved in social concerns and to take a braver stand towards world peace. There's an element of truth in that, but again, it's the logic for doing things as usual and maintaining the old guard Italian leadership over the Roman Catholics, which represents 700 million of the world's population, though they have dropped to only 553 million active due to the fact that Pope Paul opposed any birth control methods. China and Vietnam at this very moment are having a severe border clash, each accusing the other of killing members of their army. It's all over these ethnic Chinese. China wanted them at first, but apparently they have agreed in principle, though not openly, that these Chinese ethnics are undesirable. Vietnam said they had been involved in corrupt business practices. They were the old traditional capitalist. China first wanted them, but now they don't. So a few thousand of these immigrants out of Vietnam and supposedly to be allowed in China are not being allowed, and they're kept in between their two borders, and there's a hell of a lot of tension going on there, to such a degree that the Soviet Union is sending a part of its fleet to the region, and also, as you know, as I said earlier, USA, when being denounced by President Mozambique that they were going to be doing military maneuvers in the Indian Ocean, their response was, no, it was just our fleet was in the Mediterranean, and it was the easiest and shortest way to get to the troubled Southeast Asia region. A Boeing airliner has just been hijacked somewhere in Europe. No further news on that. The Portugal unity government that has tried to destabilize socialism does not look very hopeful of withstanding the pressures. The government may collapse, forcing new elections. It's been one sad case where International Monetary Fund has weakened the socialist perspective, but IMF has not been able to do so in Mozambique and Tanzania, and fortunately, Zambia. Nor the little bit of aid that has been received here has certainly not weakened the strong socialist Marxist content of the news. As you'll see in the library, we have newspapers available for you from the PNC, the People's National Congress, which is our ruling party under Forbes Burnham, our prime minister. You can look at those periodicals and read the Marxist content. They carry a number of articles on Marxist-Leninism, articles praising the Soviet Union, China, the Democratic People's Republic, and North Korea, as they are, and Guyana should be, a non-aligned nation. They would have to be to survive and to build. As you know, a total of 140-some political prisoners have been released. 21 hostages in Nicaragua. They received less than their demands, but they left with $500 million, according to Nicaragua. According to other reports, they got their full $10 million. But the point is that 20 people were able to hold the National Palace, the entire parliament, and do it at the right time of day to carry out the bravest and most pure case for armed struggle against a recalcitrant oppressor or tyrant. It is a movement of success, one of the few acts that have been successful, because most people, when they do these acts, they weaken like the group did in Chicago. They never get one of their demands, and then the system can say, I told you so. But not in Nicaragua. All the left the world over are heralding the victory of Nicaragua, as 140 some of the most strong political opposition against the fascist regime of Nicaragua, the Somoza family, that has been upheld by U.S. capitalism for 44 years, have pulled off this feat. They held 5,000 hostages and left with a few hostages until they reached Panama City and safety, where Panama gave them sanctuary. In spite of U.S. charges, it's a Cuban effort, and that Nicaragua will become a Cuban, another Cuba in Central America. When Somoza falls, it seems to be falling on deaf ears by Mexico, Venezuela, and Panama. Mexico and Venezuela gave the first people political asylum that the guerrilla members of Sandinista liberated and sent out. And Panama has given sanctuary to all the guerrillas, in spite of the fact that they had to kill several people taking over the palace, National Palace. But they were conducting armed struggle. They had a purpose, and they were shooting at police, not innocent civilians. Jimmy Carter will be a one-term president, says Voice of America. There was a poll taken by Voice of America, our mutual broadcasting company, of several small communities, farm communities, and then one industrial community. Each of the polls showed that more than 75% are not for Carter serving a second term. That was the feeling of Dr. Goodlett when he was here, too, that he's too weak, that he has allowed himself to be used, that he does not have the strength of character to stand up for his ideals out of fear of assassination. And of course, that's a real, real thing. We must study often Don Freed's assessment. I would think if any of you doubted that USA was hellhole, that USA was no place to live, you should now know the truth after hearing him. He's moving here, by the way. He wants us to help him get a position in the university, and as his child can reside here in our commune, in our beautiful socialist cooperative. He sees the end of USA, and he wants to move to Guyana. But he wants to go back to help our cause, to make a public announcement, and try to crack into the conspiracy. And he knows a means of doing so, and we're going to give him our full support. A way of getting into the conspiracy and finding out all of the elements of U.S. fascism and the genocidal murderers that are involved in it. Detroit, increasing their prices on the General Motors cars, Chevrolets and so forth, up to 4.7%. Pricing them, even Voice of America said, out of the reach of middle-class people with the high cost of living and the continued spiraling inflation and the plummeting fall of the U.S. dollar. But increase their prices they did, even though the President of the United States asked them not to. Senate, a coalition, for the first time we've seen in U.S. politics, of liberals and conservatives, are blocking the natural gas bill of Carter's, which would have deregulated gas prices, allowing the big monopolies to make fat profits. The right is doing it for one reason and the left for another. Both are mightily opposing it, and there's a chance that it will be defeated in the first coalition of left liberals, so-called. We really have no left in USA, or we would have remained and fought there. But liberals, the first coalition of liberals and conservatives, it only means that if big business were ever really blocked, however, that the military would take to the streets and put people in concentration camps. When people begin to question, even last night, Don Freed, Dr. Freed said, who's the author of so many books proving the murder, assassination by conspiracy of Robert F. Kennedy, and his wrote Rush to Judgment, and the inquest about the Rosenbergs, he said, Z is just exactly like what will happen in USA. And all of you should know Z for testing. Now we're having a great difficulty in England. All people in the plutonium industry, several plants, have been found, one out of seven, have more than the danger level of the byproduct of plutonium that has a half-life of 500 million years in their bodies. It may mean that they will have to shut down the plutonium plants. Three women in a laundry at a plutonium plant also received a high, if not lethal, dosage of plutonium. Someone has revealed on the left, the government have been trying to enshroud the whole business in secrecy and maintain a lid on it. But it has been revealed that one out of seven in England engaged in the plutonium industry, in the building of nuclear bombs, have too much, a lethal amount, more than a deadly amount in their body. They will not be able to live. In other words, one out of seven of the workers will be doomed to death sooner or later by some form of radiation disease or another. Improved conditions for detained people no longer than 48 hours. Mostly Irish are detained under a new law of detention, another police state measure being taken by England, and USA is taking more and more every day. It's a way for police to gain information. People can be held for 48 hours without any reason, and have been put, according to the left and the Soviet Union, they have been put through torturing, cruel, brutal treatment. Brutal means of torture to get information, and most of the people that are detained are the Irish because they are fighting for their independence, and their revolutionary movement is the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. The USSR should not take for granted, said the British Foreign Secretary, that England in any way will be unable to help with NATO to resist any of her designs on Europe, just because England is having so much division now with one segment of its population, the Irish. Chinese are countervailing powers, the Express says. She distrusts the Soviet military machine. The British are becoming as right-wing as the U.S. as the USA. We said, said the British government spokesman, we should go as far as possible with China to break the power of communist hold over the world. But actually, their so-called alliance with China is doing nothing but aid China. China's getting military aid now from all the NATO countries, so it may be just a ruse. But I can see little they're getting from China, but China's sure getting a plenty from NATO and USA. 50,000 troops of NATO are conducting defensive maneuvers, which even some of the West Germany press, the right-wing part of West Germany, claims are insightful. To have this many troops of five NATO nations, U.S. and four other of these imperialist lackey allies, are doing a defensive maneuver along the Soviet border, of the Warsaw Pact nations border. National Guard in Puerto Rico has been had to be strengthened, doubled in its strength because of unrest in Puerto Rico. The left is growing, and they're decidedly against remaining a territory of the United States, and they do not want to become a state, said the BBC. As you know, President Carter vetoed the defense bill. Weakened priorities, he said. The priorities he had voted for were in Europe. He believes that Europe is the place that USA is going to have to show its military strength because there's a new Cold War era that USA has built up to get the American public's mind off of their high cost of living and their own economy and social system crumbling around them. But he had voted against a nuclear carrier, and Senator Stennis warned it because some big fat businessmen that were close to him were getting a big deal on it, and for the first time Carter and Stennis have crossed each other. We know Senator Stennis well. This could be ominous for Carter because Senator Stennis is the one that started the conspiracy against us without a shadow of a doubt. Carter. Senate approved his bill for overhaul of the Civil Service Commission. Only one dissenting vote will make civil service system more efficient, and but it'll make it also easier for the civil service to hire, to fire people. Formerly, there had been some restrictions in the more liberal era after neo-McCarthyism that civil service people could not be fired based on politics or so-called charges that they were involved with political forces of the civil rights or civil justice or civil social activists or left arena, that they would not be able to lose their jobs if they had guaranteed seniority. But the guaranteed seniority had been removed, and so now it will make it easy for the Civil Service Commission, for the president, to hire who he wants to. They won't have to go through the process of civil service testing. It's made civil service again a political tool, a tool of whatever government, capitalist government, may be in power, and it will make easy hot firing of any member of civil service. This will affect a few million people in the USA. The toxic propellant gas that is nitrogen and other mixtures that they have not yet revealed, Radio Moscow, BBC, Our Voice of America, is still traveling 1 mile long in areas at high, it's at a high level now, and they think it is going out, it will go out into the Atlantic Ocean, and will not fall into any area and will be weakened before it gets there, but it already has killed as far south as 55, far east and south from its nuclear silo as 55 miles. The senators may line up against the compromise natural gas bill. 18 senators, as I told you, right and left, coalition, right and liberal, have their own bill. In Canada, they want to deregulate natural gas in January, in spite of much opposition from the Canadian population for this interference in their own affairs. It seems that the U.S. doesn't mind that. The Soviet Union is taking a very strong position against the government of Yugoslavia. President Tito will not be forgiven, so BBC says. Moscow makes no references to this, for giving such a friendly welcome to Chairman Wang of China. President Tito got a great deal of ill will in the USSR from it, according to BBC. Yugoslavia has claimed that Macedonia is a separate state, but Bulgaria, another ally of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact, said it is merely an extension of Bulgaria. Yugoslavia claims Macedonia is an autonomous nation, a Yugoslavian position that China is clearly backing now. China now backs Yugoslavia and Romania, said BBC, and is taking a position against Albania, which is moving more towards Moscow again. Albania has always been a purist Stalinist state, but their leader of Albania had enough principles that he withstood China's misapplication of the doctrine of three worlds, and China cut all aid off from the little nation of Albania. According to BBC, Albania is now moving much in the direction of the Soviet Union. The Titan II missile site is still cleared of all technicians, one dead and six others lingering between life and death. It was a nitrogen and other form of propellant gas that turned this haze into a deadly cloud 1 mile long that caused 100 people in its wake in a small village to be vacated. They had to flee in the middle of the night, but fortunately it drifted away from Wichita and is now, as I said, going up in the upper atmosphere. Where will it fall? Are they really telling the truth? Will you, as citizens, all the way from Kansas to New York before it goes to the Atlantic Ocean, suffer permanent damage from it? Probably so. We would never be told one way or the other. There are 18 such silos, 150 feet deep, in and around Wichita. This is the worst accident, of course, since 1965, when the same kind of Titan exploded and 53 died from radiation and fire damage. Some of them were just turned into a flame torch in Arkansas at that horrible accident. These some 118 silos, 150 feet deep, each carries, I said, a 24 megaton warhead that will travel slightly over 6,000 miles to some target in the Soviet Union, unless intercepted by USSR's laser beams. Fortunately, as we said for the world, and said Voice of America, BBC, and Radio Moscow, it had not yet been equipped. Just short of 18 hours, if the accident had happened 18 hours later, there would have been a warhead in the missile. Apparently, then, all of these stations, both capitalist and socialist, are saying that if it had been equipped with a bomb, the bomb would have exploded in some way, and radiation strewn off over Kansas, and who goodness knows how much of the United States and how many people and animals would have died. Red Army attempting the bombing of several U.S. bases in West Germany. USA charges on the Voice of America moments ago. That's members of the Red Brigade, or the Meyerhoff gang, as the capitalists prefer to refer to them. The radiation terror of England. The English population is aroused more than it has been by anything since the bombings of World War II, by the fact that all people working in plutonium-related industries, one out of seven of them, have found that they have above that level of plutonium in their body, in which they can live with, that sooner or later will cause them one disease or another that will kill them. So Altamaster, one of the biggest defense systems, is shut down. The establishment won't be closed all the time, says the British government, but many of the populace of Britain are rallying in demonstrations for the complete closing of this major plutonium plant. Ford Motors has 57,000 workers at Ford, an increase of 30%. Workers will not accept a 5% increase. There's a danger of a strike, and that's why Ford is saying that they're having to raise the prices also on their cars. GM, as you know, just raised theirs 4.7%, and so Ford is probably getting ready in the face of a strike to do the same. Continuing at the conclusion of the news, about to the end of it, the guerrillas are being celebrated in Panama, and as they left Nicaragua, thousands pressed through to greet them. Thousands of Nicaraguans hailing them as heroes, in spite of Nicaragua's army and secret police, could not keep back the thousands that, it was in the tens of thousands, according to the BBC, that gathered around the main airport of Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, as the brave liberators of the Sandinista Liberation Front left with the remaining 60 political prisoners, as 80 had been, as I told you, flown earlier to freedom in Mexico and Venezuela. Nicaragua took with them as safety that nothing would be done to blow up their plane the leading member of the Roman Catholic Church hierarchy, who had been a right-wing supporter of General Somoza. They freed him in Panama. They were wise. Nothing like a right-wing Catholic religious leader, or any other right-wing religious leader. Religion goes right hand in hand with oppression. It is the opiate. All religion, all mysticism, all astrology, anything with having to do with credulity is pure muckety-muck, purely opiate. It purely puts people to sleep. It is used by the slave masters to intensify their slave hold over the minds of the working class. By the way, Don Freed said that he had never believed anything having to do with healing, but what he'd seen me do, he knew was real. He wants to write a book later about that when he settles in Guyana to be able to make money, because he said there's such an appetite for these things. He said no one else ever produced anything. He said, I'm the only one that produced anything in that arena of healing at all. So he could see that, only been here a few days. So others here should be able to talk about the reality and give thanks for it. Tito has been condemned, as I said, by so-called by BBC and Voice of America. They call it that way. And the Yugoslavian newspapers, who are greatly controlled by President Tito, for complying with China's anti-Soviet campaign, as BBC calls it. I heard nothing of it on Radio Moscow, I must say, for qualification. This may be pure muckum. It may be just the humbug of capitalist propaganda. It said that the transitional government... Oh, this is a bit of new news. The newspapers said, the BBC, Yugoslavian newspapers, are calling, are stating, two of them at least, are stating that the breakdown in Yugoslavian and China relationships was caused by the Soviets. But again, it's strange if that's the case that I hear nothing of it from Radio Moscow. Transitional government required by the Anglo-USA plan for Namibia is not satisfactory, according to all the Organization of African Unity States. They want a liberation for Namibia with no strings attached, just like Zambia and Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union are requiring. This seems to be the end of the business of the news. 10s of thousands of miners demonstrate in Lima, Peru, demanding the removal of Peruvian troops in the mines. Peru seems unable to cope with its mightily strong left movement as well as Colombia. In Peru and Colombia, we've had something that encourages the heart of all liberation forces. In Peru and Colombia, you have a complete coalition of the left, Maoist, pro-Soviet, Trotskyites, Social Democrats, and the same in Colombia. This is the kind of thing that is required to liberate the masses. We need unity amongst those who champion liberation and Marxist solutions, socialist solutions for the working class. Thank you very much for your attentiveness. Much love. And remember, be prepared for testing. Study this. We'll replay this news now. Study it very closely. And be promptly in your seats at 7:30 for People's Rally. Socialist classes will be tomorrow. Thank you. I love you.